It's time. You know that story goes, two kids brought up in the church. Now we start our own path and we making it work. Building community, spreading unity, that's just what we do. Chat Town representing with our own point of view. Long awaited, we know that it's long overdue. We just wanted to make sure that it was special just for you. It's AJ and Kelly, so you get the package deal. Can't speak for them, but over here we gotta keep it real. We dropping gems every time that you listening. So every episode we shining and glistening. Stick around long enough, you see what the vision is. The future that we building looking limitless. It's fair warning, proceed with caution. You are not listening to Jabbing with the Johnsons.
Welcome back to Jabbing with the Johnsons. How you doing, bro?
I'm back.
How's your day going?
It's doing great.
I'm a little tired, but we are here. Today, we are going to discuss the responsibilities of a public figure. Now, before we begin, guys, this is only our opinion. And if you don't like
mad.
It, oh well.
don't get mad. Hey, oh well. Don't get mad. But if I see you say something on Facebook, hey, I'm addressing.
We go public figure. I'm glad you said that. So let's talk about being a public figure. As you know, public figures are individuals who are out in the public, and they are a representation of probably their businesses, or there are social influencers, things of that nature. You have athletes, you have music artists. However,
and these preachers, first ladies.
Oh God. Yeah, preachers, first ladies. Well, we
have
so much.
Chad, I got so much to say.
Oh, look. Keep it classy, Jay.
Mom, did you see? Hey, did you see? Wait a minute. Did you see that they say that it was a video out that first lady, she was twerking at the pastor's birthday party?
We're going to go ahead and get started. AJ's getting this cracking. First of all, she was twerking on her husband. I don't see anything wrong with her twerking on her husband.
For real?
No, that's her husband.
Hold on. Look, she want to twerk, she twerk in the bedroom. But you point that. But look, because look. If I come back to church and I saw her first lady twerking like that, you know what I'm going to see? She a freak.
I'm sick of some of you men having double standards. What's wrong with her twerking on her? Because
I'm going to
ask.
She
was out twerking.
I'm going to look at the God first lady. Soon she walked down the aisle, I'm going to start looking at it. Said, look at first lady. Look at her.
AJ with the she nasty. Ladies, if you are twerking on your husband or your man and it's in public, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. What the other Negroes can do is turn their head. I don't see anything wrong. Okay, so you think that she needs to uphold a certain image. I do believe public figures do have to maintain a certain image.
Come on, man.
I do believe, but they were at a private birthday party. That's what's wrong with cell phones now. Had those cell phones been taken up, I would have took cell phones up. Then it wouldn't have gotten a hold to, social media wouldn't have got a hold to that video footage.
But look,
Some people share too much.
What if, you know what I'm saying, President Biden and First Lady Biden was
first
in that
dance. First of all, he falls over too much. Well, look,
First Lady Biden, she was twerking on her husband. She's 8 years old. Well, how y'all gonna say that?
First of all, if she can twerk with those knees at 80, I will probably get some lessons from her. Cause I didn't know why her knees are working. Let me say this. Being a public figure has its ups and downs, right? And this can be if you're a public servant and things of that nature. Some people believe that nurses can be, you know, in the public eye. Any profession, teachers, things of that nature, in the public eye, you should act a certain way. But I think when I think of public figures, I'm thinking of people who are influential as well as individuals who are serving the public. However, I believe they are held, and I didn't get what you're saying, to a different standard. We are held to a different standard.
You got to.
I think it's based upon the brand that you put out there, though. Right? You got someone like 50 Cent, right?
Yeah.
I don't think people, they may not like everything he says, but he's not canceled because He is who he is, right?
Yeah.
That's 50. You got Kanye West. You know, it's different.
Very different.
But I really do think he's extremely smart. Different as he is, he hasn't been canceled because he is who he is. He stands on it.
Yeah.
However, I do tell people, when you get into a certain light, you are held of a different standard. And people who get irritated with that, I say, well, you have a choice. You can get out the public. It's simple.
Exactly.
Stop what you're doing. But you got people like the latest in the news, Ja Morant, right? I would say that his decisions was based upon his upbringing, but he was middle class. Like, his poor decisions based on his friend. He had some stupid ass friends. So let's start there.
Well, I don't say his friends. If his dad is around him all the time, especially at the game, I won't say his dad responsible. But I would, you know, say yank you up, you know, saying, look, what is you
that's
doing?
True. That's true.
But what is you doing?
But here's the thing. He has to understand the level of responsibility he has. Some people may not want it, right? As I am getting out there more and more, people may come to me and say, oh, you can't do that because let's start small scale, right? We grew up as pastor's kids. We grew up in Chattanooga, right? And Chattanooga is small and everybody knows everyone.
Yeah.
And if we did anything, the Johnsons, it was magnified. Why? Because exactly. We were Pastor Johnson's children.
Yeah, hold that gun on the internet.
In the public eye because of what our father did or still does for a living.
For the community.
Right? Even now, that sometimes I don't. And by the way, guys, some of y'all be wanting to tag that ass on social media. But I believe because of my father's reputation, I scale back a little bit because I don't want to embarrass him. I don't want to people like, oh, look at your... Now I've gotten to an age where I could be 08. I don't know what it is. I'm like, I don't care.
I'm at that age. I'm 50 years old, Kevin.
But
I'm
going to get out. We're going to be okay. I'm going to pray with you after I finish. But when you got people like John Morant and you have people around him, I think those people around him are more focused on what he can do
for them
instead for him. Putting him around people that can protect his image. John Morant did what he did because he has a lack of professionals around him, guidance around him, that's looking out for his well-being, sustainability.
Yeah.
The people that he's currently around him all are looking out what they can get right now.
Exactly.
Because how you lose that much money not once but twice? You would think the first... Now, they say the second time is a tour gun. And some people say, wait, this is America. People can own guns. True. I have a few of myself. However, I don't get online and wave that gun around because you have a responsibility.
You could be a target.
Well, here's the thing. He is a public figure. He's influential, right? I'm glad you said that. He may understand that you should not play around with the gun or shoot the gun, or he may promote this lifestyle this gangster lifestyle, and he live in the suburbs. A lot of people promote that gangster lifestyle
in the suburbs.
They're not even about that life.
They
put it out there because these younger generation, they feed off of that, and that's them, and then they walk away.
This is the white man. The white person. Would this have been the same? Secondly, what exactly was he doing that was gangster? All he had was a gun. Was it the choice of music?
Okay.
What made his actions with the gun gangster? This is a white person doing this. They have guns online all the time. They do it. But what made it gangster? Was it the choice of music? He was just sitting in a car with his friends.
Okay.
Getting hyped to a song.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So what exactly
when you say if this was a white person, let's start within his profession. What white basketball player have you saw on social media waving a gun?
It was a white basketball player.
Oh, you think it was because of his ethnicity he was frowned upon? I'm all for
it. America loves their guns.
Well, I know that, but let's start with him having a job, right? When you sign up for certain jobs, there is a morality clause. Let's start with a low-paying job, like a teacher. I was a teacher, okay? When I signed up to be a teacher, there were certain things that I couldn't do publicly, right? So I may go out drinking with my homegirls and my friends. I may get a little toasted. But you have never caught, if you Google, nothing. Because when I went out, I told people purposely, you can't post that.
Yeah.
Because you can get fired. You had some nurses just recently fired. White nurses. You didn't see that?
In Atlanta.
They were doing a TikTok to a song. And the song talked about sexual things and sexual content and inappropriate things. And because their job had a morality clause and they had their job gear on while doing the TikTok, the job fired them immediately.
So
they didn't have their gear on, but they had
fired. Yeah, I think so. Let me say why. There was a white doctor. And once again, I'm on your side, but I see where you're going. But here's the problem with people don't understand, and I'm gonna let you jump in. People don't understand this. When you take on the lifestyle of being in a public eye, regardless of what ethnicity you are, we are part of a council culture. So you're held to a higher standard. Now, let me play devil advocate with you. Because I know there are systemic issues as a black person, which I am, I'm even more aware of the shit I can't do. Because I know I'm already black. Then I'm black and wealthy. That's what it is. I'm black, I'm wealthy, and I'm a male. I'm going to have to watch myself
your target
twice as much. Because I know you don't even want me in this position. You know how much money that dude was making? He was on his way to be the face of NBA. Go ahead.
Exactly, because you got kids going to look up to him.
Yeah, they do.
And you don't want to see a bunch of kids. He going to be the face of the NBA.
Waving
their
gun.
You don't want a bunch of kids say, okay, if Ja Morant can do it, I saw waving their gun. You don't want your kids, you know what I'm saying, TV, you know what I'm saying, deal with a guy, do that.
Now, I'm actually disappointed in him. Not because he's waving his gun. I don't go. I'm disappointed in him because he was given a chance. And we need to see more people that look like us in that position. Had he stayed in it, because they're going to take it away from him. By the way, I do believe they're going to take it away from him completely. I think they're going to get rid of him completely because it's the second time around. Had he stayed in that position, he could have opened doors. More people that know that I'm not going to get. So if I was his friend, we'll cut up. Well, I'm sure the other black players do stupid stuff. But do you catch them on social media?
It's not because he going to create more jobs when he bring money.
Yeah. So it's not the fact that he did it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what people are upset about. It's the fact of... Not even twice. It's the fact of when you signed that contract, that clause was in there. If Ja Morant was a typical nigga, excuse me, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about a typical nigga. Typical nigga not making that money. How many typical niggas do you see on social media waving their gun? Who says something?
Yeah, every day. But like,
are they losing anything?
No, they ain't losing.
Okay, so
I get you. I get
you. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's not. You're not your average person, so you can't do that.
Yeah, he gonna lose no money.
Do it, unfortunately.
He might go to jail, but he ain't gonna lose no money.
Like, for instance, I love Cardi B, right? But I don't understand all the complaining she's doing. Because here's the thing. She's getting upset that people are poking at her. Baby girl, you're in the public eye. If you don't want to be in the public eye, shut up. Get off of social media. It's simple. You know how many rich people are not on social media? How many times you see Beyonce posting and doing all that?
She ain't.
She's a billionaire.
Jay-Z.
Now.
You ain't going to see her.
And look, they don't have to move like that. That's how I think you should be moving. They have the blueprint to how you should be moving on social media.
Silent.
Yeah, silent. All the time you see her post, she got something new coming out. And it's not her post, it's her PR team. Even when people, you know, people attacked her, said she really wasn't pregnant, this said ugly thing about her. How many times did you see her go on social media and start ranting? You can't do that. As hard as it is, even on our small scale, as hard as it is, there are some people, I'd be like, I got you. But then I put my phone back down. Because I've built a lifestyle that I have to watch myself. I have businesses. So although I need to cut your ass out, I need to publicly embarrass you, I'm not, because I have businesses. I have an image I have to protect. But you catch me in the closed door, we're going to handle it. You know what I'm saying? So, John Morant, why? Of course, he sent the toy gun, but why?
Why? You put yourself where you're going to have somebody, a young thug, going to try to test him.
Yeah.
Or one of his friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody going to get close to him.
But you know, his dad
they're going to try to make a name for himself.
What's his name? He got it too. Who's that?
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah. Now, Shannon Sharp was going to hand it to him.
Shannon
Sharp ain't no punk. He was going to hand it to him. His daddy got into it with him at a game. How you come on my job? Because that's his job. And you act a fool because somebody talking shit in the crowd. That's what you out there for. You know how many times people are heckled? Now, somebody was coming towards you physically trying to harm you. Protect yourself. But players are heckled all the time. I mean, how embarrassing it was for LeBron James had to go out there and play. And I think he's a flopper. I think he is Mr. Flopper. He is not the GOAT. I don't care how much I hate him. I love LeBron James off the court, but he is not the GOAT on the court. You know how embarrassing it was when his team member slept with his mama? Y'all remember that?
What?
And people were heckling him for the crowd about his own. I don't think she showed up to the game. You know, she don't show up to the games anymore. You know how embarrassed that was when his team member, and I think it was on Cleveland Galaxy, he slept, team member slept with his mama.
Oh, yeah, West.
Yeah.
He homeless now.
Oh, that's him. Oh, God. That's him.
Yeah, he homeless.
You know how embarrassed that was? But did you see him go on social media and go off and rant and things of that nature? Let me tell you why. He needed to protect his brand. I'm sure he had side conversations. I'm sure he went and saw people. I'm sure he talked to his mom. But people overshare too much. Yeah. There's a lot of things, and I interact on social media. I show things, but that's the image I want to show. There's a lot of things and places I go, I don't even show on social media.
Exactly.
Why? One, it's none of their business. Two, like you said, people are trying to get you. They think you got da da da. But three, it's too much. Some people overshare. But when you are a public figure, I mean, what? Right? Think of somebody else that you know that they just move appropriately versus someone who doesn't move appropriately.
Michael Jordan.
Public figure.
He a public figure. You don't see him, you know what I'm saying, waving a gun.
No, you don't. John Morant so young.
He talented.
He gotta change. He has to change who's around him. Exactly. You know the old saying, everybody can't come with you? He needs to follow that saying.
He needs to. Everyone,
and you don't owe them anything. And I tell people that. No matter how successful you think I am, I don't owe you anything. If I do something, that's the kindness of my heart.
And
I don't owe you anything.
It's a lot of basketball players like rappers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even James Harden. He and Lil Baby that close. But you don't see him, you know what I'm saying, going the light, you know what I'm saying?
And I honestly don't think it's I don't think it was the song. Well, I know the song, but here's the thing. He's not the first NBA player to play NBA Young Boy. Because I follow other people on social media that are NBA players, and they'll use it like for video, you know, whatever.
He is the first NBA player that does what every other young black America does. When this is NBA Young Boy.
But that's
to the NBA. I'm sure he's talented.
I agree with you.
Okay, I don't listen to
Young Boy. They get the business out.
Do they? I don't know. I like the old school music, guys. But, he's schooling me because I don't know.
You have to look at this. They don't have that money. They don't have that long money.
That's really. Like, I feel like
John Morant
is not doing anything out of the ordinary for a young man of his age.
But he's a public figure.
He's a public figure and he has that.
That's a huge difference.
Could you imagine? And here's the thing. He didn't lose his majority of his money from playing. He lost his majority of money from endorsements. Because when you become, when these big brands endorse you, there are morality clauses on purpose. That's why I think Kanye West is a genius. And let me tell you why. Kanye West, right? He created shoes for Adidas. Was it Adidas? Yeah, Adidas. And he created Yeezys, correct? He knew he was buying into a contract. I think he purposely said that because guess what happened when he said that? They let him go. Everybody laughed. Everybody mocked him. Everybody called him broke. Have y'all read the news lately? He just won against Adidas. He now has the right again to the Yeezys. And they have to unfreeze his assets. He owns the brand back now, and he's not in a contract. So guess what? He can act even more crazier. And then now they can't touch him. So I tell people, if you want to move like that, that's fine. But John Morant is not in a position where he has enough ownership that he can move like that. Jay-Z, I mean, he wouldn't do it. But if he did it, that's why I don't believe in the black thing. And I'm pro. Get them. But I don't think it's a black thing because if Jay-Z would have done something like that, Jay-Z, he's a billionaire. Who gonna touch him? He doesn't have that power. He has the money, but John Morant doesn't have the power. When you have your boats, that's where you can move how you want to move. Until then, you work for them. You work for them. So, yes, I agree with you. They did that to him because Negro.
Cause he haven't. He haven't. No one. John Morant never. He hasn't planted his foot. On the ground.
Exactly.
To even move like that, like he wanted to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't plant his foot.
Let's talk about NBA. Let's look at these artists, these music artists, that float a certain way, like. I'm not a fan of anyone. I just like music in general. But the Barbs versus the Barnigan, whatever. I try to follow this stuff
because
of the
kids,
the students I work with. Well, anyway, some people complain that, well, Cardi B has actually got on there and complained that when I do this, y'all are nagging me. But when Nicki Minaj do something, then it's okay. And I do see her side, but then I also see Nicki Minaj has put her time in. You can't move how someone else moves.
Yeah.
But you're still a public figure. So if you don't want someone's opinion, log off. But you can't log off. Because people really do think their money is coming from their music. It's not. It's coming from endorsements. Matter of fact, most music artists end up in debt before they get started because
they get good from
the record label has advanced them so much money.
Exactly.
They get their money from tour. How did TLC end up broke? Well, do the math. It was easy. and then you end up broke, you know, and things of that nature. So, but when you have that, any public figure, you out there in the public eye, you can't move how you want to move. You just can't do it.
And you can't say what you want to say.
You can't say what you want to say. You can't move how you want to move. And I tell people, everybody want to be famous, get rich, all that. And that's fine and well, but it comes with a price. Right?
Yeah.
People always ask me, would you want to be famous or would you want to be rich? And I say, nah, I would love to be wealthy, but I have to be privately wealthy. I don't want that attention of I need to be in the public eye. I don't need to show my lifestyle. I don't want that. Because when I need to cuss you out, I don't want you to hold me to anything. Oh, that's Kelly. That's what she gonna do. Gonna do her, you're not gonna do her. That's Kelly. That's what she gonna do.
Yeah.
I don't want that pressure. But I tell people, if you want that attention, that pressure comes with it. You can't complain. You share your entire life with the world, then you're getting mad because they're giving their opinion.
Yeah.
When you become an ambassador for these brands, you're telling the brand is telling you, I not own your image. You can no longer move how you want to move. You got to move how we tell you to move. And this is how we want you to look in the public eye. And if you alter from that, either we're going to pull your brand, or we're going to counsel you. So these public figures, when you are a public figure, guys, you are held accountable. You held in a different light.
You got to be careful. Even, you know what I'm saying, when you go through situations, you got to be careful, especially when you put things on social media.
Yep. And people think that the only rich people are these music artists and da da da. You know how many behind the scenes people that are wealthy are with these people? Man, they better make more money than them. And you don't ever hear. Yeah. I want to be one of those people. Behind the scenes. I don't care. You ain't got, I'm good.
Exactly.
I don't need you to know. But if you decide to become a public figure, you need to be ready to deal with what the public has to say. You are held to a certain standard. For instance, I get what you're saying because she's a first lady and she's in a public eye. I want to play devil's advocate like he just did. What if her husband wasn't well known? Would have been okay?
Well, he wasn't a preacher?
No, he's a preacher, but he's a well-known preacher. That's the only reason why you read about him. How many first ladies are twerking on their husbands? Plenty.
In the public.
Plenty. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Newsflash.
I don't know.
The real freaks are the people in church.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. So,
you saying first lady, she a freak?
Is she married? She can be a freak for her husband and all that.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, you look at the first lady saying when she doing twerking, then smoking weed.
Here's the thing.
You be saying, damn, first lady, you look good, girl.
Let me say this. I'm going to play devil's advocate. I think people are upset because her husband is well known. They're not upset because she's twerking. They're upset because she's twerking. Her husband is in the public eye. Because if she wasn't well known, that video wouldn't be out to begin with. That video was posted because people wanted likes and clicks.
If I was the first lady, I'd be pissed. First of all, she shouldn't have did that, you know what I'm saying?
She's a woman.
She don't need to do that.
She'll do what, in public?
In public.
So she can't dance on her?
She can dance. Okay, I'm gonna give you an example. There's certain dance you have to dance. You might like,
Watts dance. So she gotta be 2 inches apart, like eighth grade dance?
She might want to do the Watts, you know what I'm saying?
But, so she has to restrict herself because her husband is a pastor. She's not even a pastor.
It's the responsibility. Because you're going to look at her different.
I'm going to look at her different what? Because she's...
Me she, as a man, I'm going to look at her different. I'm going to look at her
differently if she was twerking on a stranger. You're married, man. You need to be on your husband. Because she was on her husband, I look at two people, grown-ass people, showing affection toward each other. I thought it was hot.
Hey, so you know what's going to happen?
What?
You're going to have Sister Myra. You're going to have Sister Myra. You're going to come over and, hey, Pastor, can I cut you
not.
Off?
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why the pastor is not going. Let me tell you why the pastor is not going to pay attention to Sister Myra. Because he got it at home.
Now,
let me tell you why you feel the way you feel. And they're going to keep all the way real. You feel like that any man would feel like that because now she has shown a certain skill, set of skills to the public eye. So you're not worried if Sister Myra going to come holler at you. You're worried if Brother Joseph is going to come holler at your woman because now she done shown that she get with it. And because she's shown that she get with it, then now all these other niggas is lined up on the wall looking at the first lady line.
Okay.
That's what y'all really mad about.
Oh, so where is he at a birthday party? And then he had a pole right there.
He had a what?
They had a pole. And she started pole dancing.
But here's the thing. She didn't. She was dancing on her husband.
But when she was at a pole, say, hey, baby, I want you to sit right here. I'm going to jump on the pole.
Once again.
How you gonna look at her lady?
You're still proving my point.
No.
You're not upset that she is on a pole. Let me tell you why you're not upset that she's on a pole. Because those same slutty skills are the same skills that caught your ass to begin with. That's how she got him. You are upset.
Why won't you show me as a pastor? Why won't you show it to other dudes? Yeah, exactly.
That's why you're upset.
Let me play devil's advocate.
You upset, and I'm not talking about you because it's not your woman. You upset as a man because she's twerking, but she's twerking on you. But you're not upset if you're dressing nice and you smelling good and women like that. You're sniggling and giggling and you're okay with that. But if the first lady show that she's sexy and she moving too, now it's a problem. You're not upset at the first lady. You're upset at the attention that she had just received.
It's not the attention, Kelly.
Yes, it is.
But look. Me as a man,
I'm sure I should she twerked on him in the beginning.
Hey.
That's how she got him.
That's fine and well. But you shouldn't show your skill.
This is what I tell.
Once he get old, it's gonna be a young guy right there.
Let me help you out. Let me help you out. And this is from a woman's perspective. You can't get mad at me for things I do that attracted you from the beginning. Because if that attracted you from the beginning, who else you think was attracted to that? Now, it's going to be your job. Let me help you out. It's going to be your job as a man to say, not watch me, but be confident that I am with you. It is not my job, and this is male and female. This is what I don't like about people. It is not my job to make you feel secure.
You should already be secure.
It is not your job to make me feel secure.
I should already be secure. Let's flip it around.
Okay.
With the first lady sitting in the chair, and the pastor, he was dancing like a stripper.
Let me answer that.
He was putting that thing in front of the first lady's face like that.
So it's in her face, right? No one else's face?
Her face.
And that's her husband?
He the pastor.
I'd be like, show out, baby. Because let me explain something.
So you going to encourage, you know what I'm saying, the pastor, you know what I'm saying?
Let me explain something. You ask me a question, allow me to answer it. Here's where someone being secure comes in there, okay? If my man is dancing on me and showing out, he's my man. If I felt like what he's doing is going to make him entertain other women, I wouldn't be with him anyway, because I saw those characteristics from the beginning. That's like dating an attractive woman. You have an attractive wife, right? You think men don't look at her?
Of course.
Okay, then. She don't entertain it. Why? Because she's married to you. She respects you.
Exactly.
So you're proving my point. Why would anybody care that a husband and wife are dancing on each other when they're dancing on each other? Now, if she was dancing on a random guy, now we got a situation.
So, well, look. Baby, what I'm saying is, if the pastor was sitting here twerking like a stripper, and he just threw his shorts, you know what I'm saying? And he was in, you know what I'm saying? He was in a birthday party.
Yeah.
Look, okay. This place is happening.
She didn't do that.
Hold on. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
No, he is.
Did she take her clothes off?
Look. He the birthday, she might wear.
No, that's what you are interpreting.
You might wear go all the way in.
Okay. No, you should marry another. If that is the case, people are going to have, you know what? I have went to the store and a t-shirt and some shorts. And this is no shade, no tea. Men are visual creatures. And if they can stick it inside of any hole, I've seen some attractive men screw some ugly women. It's not even about that. It's about them getting their rocks off. They just keep it all the way real. A man would screw a light post if he could, because that's just, he liked the feeling. That's his feeling. So let's keep it real. Let's keep it all the way real. So, if she is fully clothed, men are going to look at her anyway if she's an attractive woman. Without her even twerking, you have men who are going to have fantasies. Let me tell you why. Because there are some men out there, they like what you have going on with your wife, right?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They are attracted to your wife maybe because she's hardworking. She takes care of the kids. She maintains a clean home. They like the characteristics of your wife. So your wife can come in with a Nike sweatsuit and he is going to try to holler at her because of her being who she is. So it doesn't matter what a woman has on. If a man who are visual creatures want that woman, it's going to be up to your significant other to reject that advancement. Not you. You can't stop that. That woman was fully clothed and she was dancing on her husband. She did not pull out any ass. She didn't pull out any titties.
Hold on.
None of that occurred. And she was dancing on her husband. You, like many other men, because the women weren't upset. It was a man. I know. I saw it on social media. You were upset at that because in your head, now you're thinking, oh, my woman might not ever do that. But here's the thing. How did your woman get you? Right? Now, I understand men who date whores. God, please forgive me. Who date whores and get upset because their woman is fucking around with their friend. She was a hoe when you got with her. Why are you upset? That's what you got with.
Look, she gonna do that. She didn't do it behind closed doors.
What'd you say?
She did that in public.
So you thought she should have what? She twerked for her husband on his birthday.
Encouraged her.
What should she have done?
She probably encouraged her. He probably told her that.
Okay, but let me say
I think he told her to do that.
Okay. So what should she have done?
She just wouldn't
dance. Just do a dance. Just no. Two-step.
It's a thing. It's a time and place for everything.
Really?
When is the time to twerk?
When is the time for you to twerk?
Yeah, she twerk. Cause you twerking. She twerk right there. Hey, we about to get on right now.
A man. Once again,
Ferdinand twerking me, you know what I'm saying, on my lap. Hey, baby, we about to get it on right now.
That's what you want with.
Get it on, you know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, you
okay. That's a you problem. That is a you problem. But if it's your wife twerking on
that's
you,
what I'm saying.
It's your wife.
It's my wife.
So if that, what, if her, that means,
so you know what I'm saying? You okay? You okay? The pass and the first leg get freaky right there and he start reacting that crap. Hold on. Hey, man.
Like, as long as it ain't the turkey.
They
exactly.
Get,
they do
it out of
the church.
Yeah.
Well, if it was a church
function. Oh, you saw a birthday church.
If it's a church function.
It was a birthday party in a public location where they paid for to throw them a party.
Is it?
Pastor Johnson gonna lay
it.
Hold on, Kelly. Pastor Johnson gonna lie, Sister Johnson, you know what I'm saying, twerk
but
in front of everybody.
Here's the thing.
Okay. Ask that question. You think, you know what I'm saying? My dad is a pastor. Church of the First Year Born.
Let me ask you a question. Here is the difference.
Because we can call Sister Johnson right now.
let me tell you. Here is the difference. Our parents, they do not participate in secular functions like that. They don't. They'll go visit. Let's say somebody have an event. They'll in and out. Show my face. I'm gone. They don't participate in secular functions. Okay? So I tell people that what you do as a couple, that's what works for you. So it will be out of the norm for them to attend an event like that. That pastor and that first lady you saw, they attend secular functions. It's all over Instagram. So when I saw that, it wasn't too far-fetched because they don't have any problems listening to secular music. Whereas our parents, they listen to some secular music, but you know my dad don't. So it wouldn't happen because they don't listen to their music. If they listen to their music, I think it would happen. I think it was. But you have to believe. Sister Johnson had 10 kids.
Okay.
She ain't have 10 kids sitting down. Somebody was parking. Right? 10 kids?
Then we need to call Sister Johnson right now. See, hey, Sister Johnson, have you twerked on my dad before?
Did you see the skirt? Mama, I mean, bless you. Did you see the skirt that Mama had on? Did she met Daddy?
She didn't have to dress like an old woman. That's because she's 6'7".
Oh, it's okay. You know, AJ mama's boy. Go ahead, AJ.
She didn't have to dress like an old woman.
She had to what?
She don't have to dress like an old woman.
Oh, no. I thought mama was banging. Mama's still banging. For her.
But still, you know what I'm saying? It's her, you know what I'm saying? You gonna twerk.
Okay.
Hey, mama, you know go all the way.
I know you probably hearing us bicker. We're gonna
let's get it over with.
Hopefully AJ will go home. Tara, if you listening, please twerk at home so you can twerk in public. So AJ will calm down somewhere. But according to AJ, he don't want nobody twerking. I don't understand. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening.
I mean, you see you twerk.
Y'all see AJ out. Don't twerk in front of him.
Hey. Sis Kelly, you know, we see you twerking.
But I'm gonna do whatever I'm gonna do, and my man gonna have to like it.
Okay.
He know.
And you
know,
hear that, Dale?
He know how I got him, and then that then is what it is. I would be respectful though. I think she was respectful. She twerked on her husband. She twerked.
She might well got on their knees.
What? So she probably sucking dick?
Right here.
All right, guys. Once again, don't forget to follow us. Jackie with the Johnson on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm sure that we're not doing she fellatio twerking, on any of she these twerking. Things. Don't forget to visit www.mansofgirls.com.
You know what I'm saying? She was twerking.
Catch up with us. Ignore AJ. Next week, we're going to talk about the difference between twerking and sucking dick, because there's two different things. And we're going to move on with our life. Until next time.
Yeah. Jabbing with the Johnson. Jabbing with the Johnson. This cute.
It's time.
You know that story goes, two kids brought up in the church. Now we start our own path and we making it work. Building community, spreading unity, that's just what we do. Chat Town representing with our own point of view. Long awaited, we know that it's long overdue. We just wanted to make sure that it was special just for you. It's AJ and Kelly, so you get the package deal. Can't speak for them, but over here we gotta keep it real. We dropping gems every time that you listening. So every episode we shining and glistening. Stick around long enough, you see what the vision is. The future that we building looking limitless. It's fair warning, proceed with caution. You are not listening to Jabbing with the Johnson.